It's Friday, May 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Solner. Four things to know today. Amazon's financial report is out. Okta tells us about new work-from-home trends. Will 5G be delayed? And Microsoft Virtual Desktop and Build 2020. This is the Business of Tech. Time to talk about the last of the big three cloud providers from their earnings calls. AWS's quarterly net sales were up sharply from Q1 of fiscal 2019 this quarter, now up to over $10.2 billion. However, the bigger headline from the earnings report is CEO Jeff Bezos' comment that he's taking the predicted operating profit from the entire quarter of $4 billion and will spend it entirely on COVID-19-related expenses. And the company has also announced it is extending the work-from-home order until October 2nd. So why do we care? I'm not at all surprised on the cloud jumps, as this is well in line with the Google and Microsoft reportings. The lack of surprise is a validation of the trend, and so I think I can put a bow on that one. It's rare the company that's allowed to tell the markets that it's spending all of its reported profits, and there be what appears to be like a collective shrug. That's the monopoly power of the integrated Amazon. The markets love a monopoly. I also want to highlight that work-from-home date. Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, Salesforce, all of these big companies are buckling down for a long disruption. I happen to think they're right. Okta has released a report focused on how businesses are working from home as related to app usage and online trends. Security is clearly on everyone's mind, as behind Zoom are two VPN apps, and in fourth place for downloads is Citrix ADC for application performance and security. Fifth place, Proofpoint Security Awareness Training. Multi-factor authentication is also way up. Also of note, Okta is saying March 6th is the last day of normal. The following Monday is when trends started to change. So why do we care? The large amount of security software showing in the list was very notable, and due to the surge of deploying workers to work from home who hadn't been doing so before. It's actually encouraging to see that, and the MFA surge. The date March 6th is useful too. There are various dates from a government and public health perspective, but from a business one, March 6th does seem like a very good date to use for the beginning of this. The Verge is diving into how 5G may be delayed as businesses start to hint of delays. European countries have delayed spectrum auctions, and now manufacturers such as Samsung, Ericsson, and Nokia are warning of delays to production. In the US, there's an optimism as the rollout appears on track with only minor delays from the carriers and from Qualcomm. So why do we care? 5G is important for a number of innovations we expect to see coming. I'm not surprised by the changes to the dates here. Admittedly, mobility as a broad category is probably less critical right now, but the increased bandwidth and capabilities of 5G are actually pretty critical in automation to come. Finally today, a pair of Microsoft updates. Windows Virtual Desktop is rolling out new features in May of this year. WVD deployment will be enabled via the Azure portal, adding better Teams support for video calling, and there will be location choices for the data centers of WVD deployments. And Microsoft's Build 2020 virtual event has opened registration. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by the SMB Online Conference. Act fast and save now on the SMB Online Conference. Conference hasn't gone digital, it was born digital. Join great opinion leaders, including Jay McBain, Carl Palchuk, and yours truly on May 19th and 20th. Early bird pricing ends Friday, May 1st. Details at smbonlineconference.com. Looking forward to that. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.